14.8. Talking about clothes, Amy and Megan meet in the morning and walk to school together.
I love your T-shirt. It's fabulous. Where did you buy it?
It's from Teen World, and I bought it at the sales. Do you really like it?
Yes, I think you look gorgeous in it. I like the colour very much, and it goes well with your jeans.
Thank you.
Molly and Barbara are going to a birthday party.
Barbara, I need your help. I don't know what to wear for the party on Saturday.
Well, it's not easy. Why don't you put on the black cocktail dress you bought at F&T?
That one? I've already worn it twice. I'd like something new for this party. I'd like to impress David.
Well, then we need to do some shopping. Let's go to that small boutique in the shopping center.
Georgia finds her sister, Sue, moping in her bedroom.
Sue, what's the problem? You look miserable.
I've put on some weight and I can't fit into my jeans.
I feel your pain. I've outgrown my clothes.
14.11. There are times when you are at a loss what to wear. These tips might help you. What to wear to the gym.
The good news about planning your outfit for the gym is that you don't have to put too much thought into it. It doesn't have to match, and you don't have to worry if it's wrinkled. Matching your outfit from head to toe looks kinda silly. We're not on the tennis court and sponsored by Adidas. Make sure you wear something that is comfortable and flexible. Also, pick fabrics that absorb sweat well. There are a lot of places to shop for gym clothes that are stylish and easier on the wallet. Stores like Famous Footwear and online stores like eastbay.com are great places for finding all the latest and greatest shoes for prices you can afford. Try on a couple of pairs and walk around the store to make sure they feel good. Pick up some ankle socks while there. Working out is supposed to make you feel good, and feeling good often starts with your outfit.
What to wear on your first day of high school?
Summer is over. You have a sun-kissed tan, and you are feeling energised and motivated to meet new boys at school. You feel motivated to get straight A's. The first day of school is fun because, really, it is just about catching up with people and getting your schedule for the semester. So no thinking is involved. We like that. Since first impressions last a lifetime, make a statement without being too over the top. If you wear a pair of pants or shorts that are statement makers, then make sure your top is simple. For example, if you have a pair of denim shorts with jewels around the waist, then match it with a plain T-shirt. This strategy keeps the focus on the shorts. Just say no to too much bling. A few options for day one include a sundress, white jeans, denim leggings, or slacks with a striped top or floral blouse. Often, the first day of school is a little dressier, so don't be afraid to wear a dress or skirt. Make sure, though, that it is not too short. A wrap dress with some strappy sandals and a scarf, for example, would work well too. Bring a cardigan to put over your arms in case it is cold inside or you want more coverage. Wear what you know you look good in and also makes you feel well. Always leave something to the imagination and don't reveal too much. Remember, you're only in high school.
What to wear to the prom?
prom is an important event in a high schooler's life. For many juniors and seniors in high school, this may be the first time they wear a floor-length dress or a tuxedo. The normal attire for both young women and young men is usually formal. Some schools may have themed proms, which would require you to wear attire associated with that theme. For example, Western.
So, what should she wear?
Girls can wear a knee or floor-length formal dress. Prom dresses are often made from great fabrics like satin, silk or velvet. Necklines should never be too low. Remember, you are in high school. Nor should any cutouts in the back of the dress be too revealing. Shoes should be comfortable and not too high. You'll be dancing and standing for an extended period of time. Strappy heels always look best for these types of events. Jewellery should be simple so as not to take away from the fabulous dress. Diamond studs and a simple collarbone length necklace, depending on neckline, will finish off the dress.
What should he wear?
Depending on your personal style, you can wear either a suit or a tuxedo. Both are appropriate for prom. The style you choose depends on personal preference. If you are wearing a tuxedo, try to coordinate your bow tie with the colour of the dress your date is wearing. If wearing a suit, try to coordinate your tie, shirt or handkerchief in your jacket pocket with the colour of your date's dress. Little details like that will ensure a good-looking couple at prom. Stay away from loud colours for your suit. Stick with simple basics, black or navy, and a simple pair of black or chocolate brown shoes. Don't forget the accessories. A nice watch, cufflinks or a hat could be great touches to add your own personal style. 14.12. Topic in a nutshell.
Personally, I think what we wear says a lot about our personality. I am a practical and easygoing person, and most of the time I wear casual clothes. For school, I normally wear jeans or cords, t-shirts, sweatshirts, zipper hoodies and trainers. I don't really like formal clothes. I only dress up when I go to the theatre. I'm fashion conscious to a certain extent, but I don't like to look exactly like everyone else. I don't want to become a fashion victim, someone who always wears fashionable clothes, even if these clothes make them look silly. I often wear black. It makes me look slimmer. My other favourite colour is blue. It matches my eyes. My favourite item of clothing is a striped woolly jumper my grandma knitted for my birthday. It's warm, soft and has beautiful colours.
I love shopping for new clothes, accessories and shoes. I don't have a favourite shop. I usually go to a shopping centre where there are a lot of different shops and boutiques. First, I have a look around. If I find something I like, I try it on. If it fits me and suits me and the price is right, I buy it. I never buy clothes online because, in my experience, it is important to try clothes on before buying them. You can't be sure about the colour and the material either. You might get disappointed when the garment you ordered arrives. Fortunately, I've been wearing the same size clothes for 2 years. I take size 28 in jeans and size M, medium, in t-shirts. There is nothing I enjoy more than designing and sewing my own clothes. It is cheaper than buying new clothes, and I can have clothes no one else has. I also make my own jewellery. I make brightly coloured necklaces and bracelets from glass beads.